Terrace Old has had one of the more unenviable tasks in recent times. He's executive general manager of clubs and broadcasting and trying to keep the competition going. I don't know. He's had a long and distinguished career in sports media, has Travis, but I don't know whether he would have ever had anything that could have prepared him for the last week or two. Trav, good morning.
Morning, Gaz, Tim. How are we?
Well, we're going okay. You're getting much sleep at the moment. Is this the calm before what could be a storm, or do you think you got round 21 under control?
Well, there's not a lot of calm, but certainly not on the weekend. I think we've learned over the last, I don't know, what is it now, almost 18 months, that you just got to be ready for anything. And certainly Saturday was that when I woke up, I wasn't expecting to have the Saturday that we all had. But when we found out that we needed to make some decisions, make them quickly, we got everyone on board and rather get those teams out of Queensland and keep the competition moving.
Good morning, Travis. Rugby stayed. They had no other option. Did you contemplate that staying and negotiating with the government, or was that sort of closed off pretty early and pretty quickly for you?
For us, it was a bit different, Tim, just simply because we don't have our entire competition there. And so if you look at the next couple of rounds, or certainly look at this coming round, yep, each of those teams play in Melbourne anyway. And so had we left them there and been able to get those games away, we would have found ourselves in a difficult position this week. So it was the right decision to get them, yep, out. You certainly look at all options at the time and try and make the best decision you can.
How difficult has it actually been in a sense of the complexities that surround all this, the decision making that's taking place almost hour by hour, and how closely are you linked to the governments in each state?
Yeah, I think the real difficulty, Tim, is that the number of people that are impacted when you make these decisions. So the most obvious ones are the clubs and the players themselves, but it goes right through to our umpiring group, our match day officials, broadcasters, venues, people that work at venues. Look at the weekend just gone. There's a couple of games in Melbourne that weren't expected to be played. They need to be staffed. Broadcasters need to prepare. So there's a lot of knock-on impacts that you don't think about at the time. To your question in terms of governments, we've been very fortunate. The last 18 months has only sort of strengthened their relationship with each of the state governments. We rely heavily on their advice. We work closely with them in terms of how we best manage the environment at the time, and they've been incredibly supportive.
We've read, and I don't know how accurate this is, but we've read the rugby is looking potentially at the MCG. At this stage, the AFL has no idea as to which weekend the AFL Grand Final might be played due to obviously COVID and it flaring up somewhere in the country and maybe here in Victoria, whatever it might be. How many weekends do you have the MCG on standby for?
Oh, look, I think there's two parts to that. One is that we've got the flexibility created by the weekend off, obviously between the home and away in the final series. And we did think about for a moment on the weekend, do we use that if we can't get the round away? But it's really for us, it's a safeguard that if we need an extra time in order to play some matches we haven't been able to get away, or even bring forward the final series, if that's the right way to do it, then that's there as an option, which gives us a good chance to get that game, that final game played in the last Saturday in September. So we can push back if we need to. We've got a very good relationship with the MCG, but at the moment our intention is to get the grand final played that last Saturday in September.
Is there a possibility that we could actually see the AFL Grand Final played at the MCG on a Saturday and then the NRL Grand Final played on a Sunday at the MCG?
Oh, from my point of view, I couldn't see why not. It depends on what the conditions are at the time in terms of crowds and all the things that sit around that. But that's more of a question, I think, for the MCG than it is for us.
Trav, have we got contingencies in place? There was Bruce Keeber and others, Eddie McGuire spoke about, you know, the lockdown of the precinct and, you know, testing on a Wednesday and then a quick test on actual the ground. I mean, what sort of contingencies have you got in place?
Well, yeah, Gary, that's a bit of a focus at the moment is what's the, once again, being led by government, what's the best chance we've got of maximising a crowd for the grand final? And I think it's particularly relevant at the moment when you've got so many, the top of the ladders occupied mainly by Victorian teams, and so there's going to be a big push for crowds as there always is with a grand final, and so we're looking at every option, but once again it's something that'd be led by government and by the experts.
But is there any chance that something like that, a lockdown of the precinct, could come into play?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can look at all those options. I mean, one thing we've done this year is increase the number of requirements that exist around a game in terms of scanning and so forth to provide a safe environment for attendees. And so anything we can do that makes people feel more comfortable going to football, we're certainly willing to explore.
Now, we're alerted to the fact that Melbourne and Brisbane are sharing, is that right, the facility over there in Perth? So it's like, is it 3 days each or 3.5 days each that they get to spend at that facility? How does that all work?
Yeah, the requirement playing games in Western Australia is the teams need to do 7 days hotel quarantine. There's two facilities. One's got a bit more space than the other. And so we thought it'd be fair if they split their time over there. This, I think this is the first time we've had two teams quarantining in WA at one time. So it's a little unique. And it's just an example of teams and clubs working together to share the load. Those two teams have been fantastic, Brisbane and Melbourne. And so they'll, leading into this weekend's games, they'll spend 3 days in one facility and swap over and 3 days in the other.
With Travis Old, the General Manager of Clubs and Broadcasting, crowds around 22 were hopeful. Everyone's sitting here listening. They want to get back and support their team. Doesn't hit home how much you miss it until you watch that game between Freo and Richmond over there and you hear the roar of the crowd. Mm. So what can we hope for? What's best case scenario for round 22?
And I think that's the best work we're doing at the moment. So we're working really closely with the Victorian government on how we can start to rebuild crowds going into finals. Clearly, we need to be realistic about what that starting point is, but we think we've got enough measures in place to warrant the reintroduction of crowds sooner rather than later. How that ends up is really not our decision, but we're very supportive to get people back to the footy.
Well, this could be one of the first, but you're getting a lot of love, you and your organisation, for keeping the competition going. So I know it's a thankless task at times, but rest assured, our audience and all footy lovers can't thank you guys enough and girls enough for what you've been able to do to keep us occupied and our minds occupied on a weekend.
No, thank you, and I appreciate all your support.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Travis.
Sol, Executive General Manager of the Clubs and Broadcasting, is here for Keyser. Struggling with back pain, now's the time for Keyser, now open in Mornington and Ocean Grove.